Pam's on the line. Hi, Pam. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm fine, Dr. Parsons. I'm calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
I'm calling from Logan County, Ohio.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I work with Dr. Parsons at Mary Routine Hospital in Bell Fountain.
May God have mercy on your soul.
I know. It's a rough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Really?
Actually,
no, they don't really have to do it.
He is well-liked, and I'm a
Quit
fan
it.
Of his.
Oh,
yeah,
that right? I thought that was one of those jobs that Americans wouldn't do.
I want to know how many hours does he put in?
Is he
a busy person?
He's got a wonderful schedule.
Yeah, I know, because he keeps driving us crazy, sending us emails.
Oh, he has some wonderful emails, doesn't he?
Well, he's got lots of them, at least.
I think this lady's senile.
I wanted to tell you that I have a couple of your roses, the yellow
Good,
roses.
I was going to ask you, were you the lady that was growing those?
Yes, and they did fine last summer, and I planted them in a fairly protected area, so I'm hoping come back in full force in the spring.
Yeah, did they? I sent you some tissue cultured plants, some of the best of the plants, and I was hoping they would toughen up. Lynn was saying y'all were having single digit temperatures out there, so it'd be interesting to see.
Yes, it's very cold.
See if they made it through. Now, the neat thing about that's an unrooted rose, so if it can come back from the ground, you know, it may be root hardy there.
I see.
But I'm interested to see how it does up there.
And I also have three of the crepe myrtle.
That's right. We sent her what we consider to be the hardiest crepe myrtle in the world, one called Sarah's Favorite. And Lynn said, I think the yard person dug one of his up, but they all came back from the ground. He said a couple of them bloomed from the ground.
No, ours didn't. We did get new growth.
Yeah.
But I don't think ours grew as much as what his did, but I don't think ours were as protected.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that was the difference or not.
Well, they're just not used to that that soil there with organic material.
Yeah, that's pretty deep soil.
Yeah. For
but it's interesting, you know, I'll use y'all as the northernmost testing zone because Ohio gets pretty cold. But ever since I've done that, we've had a lot of questions about people wanting to go crepe myrtles further north.
Mm-hmm.
And I always refer them to Sarah's Favorite. That is Egoff, one of the guys that came up with all the hybrid crepe myrtle. But that's one he didn't like. And it's white. And the guys that tested it found that it was hardy in Memphis. It was the only crepe myrtle that didn't freeze back in Memphis, Tennessee. And it's got a bigger... Egoff chose... what's the white one? Natchez.
Uh-huh.
Natchez for his white. And, you know, Natchez is a fast-growing big tree.
Nice bark, too.
But this one has Natchez has a bigger flower, but this one has a longer, whiter flower, I think. And so, but the idea that it's cold hardier than anything else, the people in Memphis and the southeastern United States really love it.
Uh-huh.
And we appreciate you testing all that stuff up there.
So, well, Pam, do you listen to the show, or you just did Lynn make you call us, or
Lynn
what?
Probably bullied her into calling.
No, I don't listen to the show. I haven't tried to get it before, and I should because, you know, he's told me numerous times that you have this, you know, question and answer time. I did want to tell you that we grow daylily, and we've got almost 400 different varieties.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah. So we've really enjoyed those. My husband has gotten us started, and then each year we just add and add. And I'm hoping that maybe this summer I can start selling some.
Oh,
but,
good.
Yeah, we have enjoyed those.
Well,
yeah.
Our deer really like the daylilies here, too.
Do you have any favorite daylilies?
A scatterbrain.
Uh-huh.
I love a larger bloom.
Oh, yeah.
That's always a good one.
There is an
ugly one.
Well, don't be start breeding them now. I don't want you start breeding them. Got every nutcase in, you know, Stevie Wonder can breed a daylily. So everybody, it's so easy. The flower is easy access to all the sexual parts of it. But
it's promiscuous.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. They always breed them, and then they, you know, give name them after their family members, and then they try to sell them and all that stuff. So there's enough of that going on. What I'm looking for, always
now you probably
right here.
Now Pam was planning on that for her retirement, and she's enjoying it, and you've discouraged her.
He's
kind of that way, Pam.
I'm telling you, every nutcase that's ever raised a daily is breeding.
Well, maybe
daily.
Pam, you just said was a nutcase.
Here, I wanted to tell you about some of the seedlings I have. But,
geez.
No.
All right, what I'm looking for is a dwarf one, a small one, very small one that we can use as a ground cover down here. Smaller the better. The Stella d'Or is the main one in the United States.
Right.
But it doesn't do well here at all.
Yeah, it's not tough here at all.
Not tough here at all. So we actually need one for this area down here. I'm trying to think of the one that does well. That they've tested and done pretty good down here, but I've always tried to get them to do a little one, you know, have a small one. The blooms are not important because we need ground cover things down here.
Okay.
And so if you come across a little one, we can talk, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right. I also like the Candy Line by Patrick Samilla. You know, strawberry candy and raspberry candy, those are all pretty...
Yeah.
Blooms. So, well,
do you eat them?
Do
you eat the blooms?
Well, yes.
Do you like to eat the blooms?
I do like it. It reminds me of radish flavor. And
radish? It's cantaloupe. what about...
or chicken.
Do you go any fragrant ones?
There are some, but I can't think of any names offhand that
I know,
are
but
more
fragrant
than
ones,
the others.
The fragrant ones are sweeter to eat than the others.
Uh-huh. But I have took salad and then placed a bloom on the salad, and that's kind of a
I'm telling you,
look.
Those things are seriously good to eat. I got asked Lynn about eating them. I got him to eating some out in the at Jackson one time, and we were out there scarfing down all the flowers before everybody could take pictures, you know, especially the fragrant ones. They're sweet as sugar.
You can also eat the root system, and I say, why eat that if you can plant them?
Well, I ain't eating the roots. I'd have to dig them up. Yeah, the flowers are a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, it's much easier. I think in China, that's a big thing.
They eat the roots?
The root system. Uh-huh.
Well, they eat dogs there.
Yeah, cats,
that's
too.
True.
All right, thank you for coming.
All right, thank you.
I'll be praying for you about Lynn.
All right, happy birthday.
Thank you very much for calling.
Well, that was sweet.
And that's sweet.
That was sweet. 308-8867.
Well, Lynn probably made her do it.
Probably.
He didn't want to do it. So
yeah.